Out Music is a really beautiful family of queer musicians, started in New York and is now really all over the world.
I just want to thank people of Out Music.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. From Bogota to Zurich, Pride on parade. Arkansas Supremes strike that state's sodomy statute. And Out Music awards excellence in queer cultural activism. Those stories and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Cindy Friedman.
And I'm John Beaupre.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending July 6th, 2002. As the end of June brought the anniversary of the 1969 Stonewall Uprising in New York City that's recognized as the beginning of the contemporary movement for gay and lesbian rights, Pride was celebrated in cities around the world. Pride in Europe featured openly gay mayors in two major capitals. Paris Mayor Bertrand Delano led his city's march of about a half million gays and lesbians. Berlin Mayor Klaus Wowereit spoke at a rally as hundreds of thousands of gays and lesbians marched with 80 floats under the slogan, "We Transform Berlin, Cosmopolitan, Tolerant, Queer."
Thousands marched in London's 30th Pride observance, while the following Mardi Gras festival may have drawn 100,000. Thousands more marched for Pride through downtown Rome. Pride in Madrid saw about 150,000 people demanding equal recognition for gay and lesbian families. Perhaps 120,000 people marched in Vienna, celebrating the Austrian Constitutional Court's action in striking down an unequal age of consent law. Some 4,000 people marched in Zurich with the theme, "We Are Family," while about 100,000 people watched.
Dublin's 20th Pride March also had about 4,000 participants. Thousands also marched in Budapest, whose mayor officially opened the week-long Pride Festival. Lisbon's third Pride Parade featured about 1,000 marchers. Tel Aviv Pride participation increased from last year's by about one-eighth to 45,000, despite security concerns that led the city to post 500 police to protect them. Police presence was also heavy at Croatia's first Pride parade, but the protection they offered wasn't good enough. Some 200 gays and lesbians marched in the capital city of Zagreb, and Croatia's Minister of the Interior and several other politicians joined them. But a number of spectators were verbally abusive, someone threw a tear gas canister, and at least 15 marchers say they were victims of gay bashings that day. Police have not yet identified suspects in those beatings.
In the Pacific, Filipino gays and lesbians marched for Pride in Manila, where a contingent from Amnesty International wore shirts reading, "Homophobia leads to torture." In Australia, Pride Week in Sydney was overshadowed by the news that the 25th Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras will go on in 2003. Financial crises had threatened the world-famous event, but the bank holding Mardi Gras' debts, totaling $250,000 this week, agreed to arrangements to save the event from bankruptcy. Community groups and individuals had come forward to guarantee payment, and Mardi Gras' sponsoring organization is undertaking financial restructuring.
In Latin America, some 1,200 people took to the streets for the second annual Pride Parade in Caracas, Venezuela, chanting, "Come out of the closet now." Colorful Pride parades were also held in Guatemala City and in Bogota, Colombia.
The Pride Parade in Lima, Peru will go on this coming weekend. After a single resident's letter of protest, the Miraflores district had denied a permit for the march, but with the help of international protests, Movimiento Homosexual de Lima this week obtained permission to march in the Cercado de Lima district instead.
In North America, thousands marched in Mexico City's 24th Pride March, where the theme was, "Toward the Right to be Different, a Society of Coexistence." Earlier, Pride was celebrated for the first time in the Mexican state of Guerrero as 300 people marched through the state's capital city, Chilpancingo, before thousands of spectators.
In Canada, Toronto's gay and lesbian Pride parade may be the biggest in the world. Extreme heat and humidity that actually killed one man and felled dozens of others did not stop a record turnout of more than 1 million people. The parade of more than 90 contingents featured over 100 floats. The preceding dike march drew a crowd of about 25,000. Earlier, some 400 gays and lesbians marched for Pride in Regina and held a rally at the Saskatchewan Provincial Legislature.
In the U.S., more than 100,000, including Mayor Michael Bloomberg, marched in the 32nd Pride Parade in New York City, where it all began. One featured associated event was a commitment ceremony for 50 gay and lesbian couples. In Chicago, perhaps 370,000 people watched a parade of 234 contingents, including gay and lesbian veterans bearing a 100-pound U.S. flag. Los Angeles' 32nd Pride Parade drew a crowd of more than 250,000 and featured 134 entries.
And in San Francisco, known as the gayest city of all, the 32nd Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Pride Parade, with 184 contingents and the theme Be Yourself, Change the World, drew a crowd that police estimated at 300,000 and organizers at 1 million. The celebrity grand marshals were openly gay Oscar nominee Sir Ian McKellen and non-gay TV actress Sharon Gless, now a regular in the U.S. edition of TV's Queer as Folk and formerly co-star of Cagney and Lacey. One associated event was an international gay rugby tournament whose trophy was named the Bingham Cup in memory of gay Mark Bingham, believed to be a leader among the passengers who stopped one of the planes hijacked on September 11th from hitting its target. Bingham's own San Francisco rugby team won the cup, and his mother, Alice Hoagland, marched in the Pride Parade.
In other U.S. news, homosexual acts are now legal in Arkansas, as the state's Supreme Court this week struck down a 25-year-old law against them. The law provided for up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine for consensual sex acts between adults of the same gender. The Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund challenged it on behalf of seven Arkansas gay and lesbian plaintiffs and prevailed in a trial court last year. The state high court upheld that ruling, calling the law a violation of privacy rights implicit in the state's constitution. The court's main ruling said, "We agree that the police power may not be used to enforce a majority morality on persons whose conduct does not harm others. The Arkansas Equal Rights Amendment serves to protect minorities at the hands of majorities." A concurring opinion by two judges agreed with respect to private, non-commercial sex acts, but said the state has a legitimate interest in criminalizing public acts of sexual indecency. Two judges dissented on the grounds that the court was overreaching its authority by overruling the legislature on a law that had not actually been enforced. Sodomy laws applying only to gays and lesbians still stand in Kansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Texas, and Utah.
New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy this week signed into law new protections for sexual minority students. The new law, which had passed unanimously in both houses of the state legislature, requires every New Jersey school district to establish and enforce a policy against harassment, including harassment based on sexual orientation and gender identity or expression. New Jersey already protected students from discrimination based on sexual orientation, as do six other states, but until now, only California and Minnesota had explicitly protected transgender students. They were not included in the original New Jersey bill, but energetic lobbying won their addition in both Senate and Assembly committees.
Hawaii's Civil Rights Commission this week announced that it will take up sex discrimination complaints filed by transgenders. Five biological males had claimed to be victims of adverse employment actions based on what the commission described as the employer's stereotyped views of how a man or woman should look or behave. Attorneys for the employers had argued vigorously that transgenders and transsexuals are not protected by state or federal civil rights laws, so the commission had no authority in such cases. The employers are expected to appeal the commission's decision in the state circuit court, but until that appeal is decided, the commission will investigate and hear transgender discrimination complaints.
And a court in South Korea has legally recognized a transsexual's change of gender for the first time. The Busan District Court declared that the trans woman known as Yoon met legal and medical requirements for changing the gender on her citizen identification card and cited constitutional values of respect for human dignity and individuals' right to the pursuit of happiness. Although an estimated 300 to 400 Koreans undergo sex reassignment surgery each year, none of them had been granted a legal gender change. Since the 1980s, South Korean courts had changed gender identity for only 4 individuals based on genetic findings.
And finally, a song says that a kiss is just a kiss, but a lesbian smooch with her partner has led to the first sexual orientation employment discrimination case ever heard by a labor court in Sweden. The partner had dropped by the company's lunchroom to visit, and when the couple kissed, the employee's boss called it disgusting. After that, the employee felt ostracized at work to the point where she finally quit without getting her paycheck. The Ombudsman Against Sexual Discrimination brought the case to the labor court on the grounds that no employer would have made such a comment about a heterosexual kiss. Although the company denied the charge of discrimination, it agreed this week to an out-of-court settlement in which it will pay its former employee 35,000 kroner, or about $3,800.
That's NewsWrap for the week ending July 6, 2002, written by Cindy Friedman and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles.
Follow the news in your area. An informed community is a strong community. For This Way Out, I'm Cindy Friedman.
And I'm John Beaupre.
I'm diddly-dee, an actor's life for me.
Every actor worth his salt strives to be honest and true in his portrayals on the stage or screen. Hello, this is Ian McKellen, and that's exactly what This Way Out does as well. Join Greg and Lucia each week for This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine right here on this station.
No organization does so much to nurture and support openly queer recording artists as Out Music. So when they went all out to honor their community of musicians at the second annual Out Music Awards, you can bet our own award-winning audiophile team was there.
A 1, 2, 3, yeah. Hey, you're an Amazon, becoming brave and strong, clearly and consciously you see. You're so dykey, how you excite me, how fortunate a female faculty.
Oh, that's the voice of Alex Dobkin, who was just one of those honored at the second annual Out Music Awards, held on June 9th in New York City. I'm J.D. Doyle, and on this expanded edition of Audiophile, we bring you the music and voices from the awards.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Out Music was founded about 12 years ago, and is a network of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered musicians and their supporters.
But I caught up with Dan Martin, one of the founders, a few days before the awards, and he describes it best.
Out Music is a really beautiful family of queer musicians, started in New York and is now really all over the world. It's a network of queer musicians who listen to each other's music, support each other's work, and try to advance the state of queer music in the world.
Randy Jones of the Village People and his partner, fellow musician Will Grega, co-hosted the event. Here's more from Dan Martin.
The Out Music Awards celebrate excellence in queer music and in also cultural activism. We are now in our second year of presenting these awards, and they're basically an awards program on the model of the Grammys or the Oscars, in which queer musicians from all over the world submitted music in a variety of categories.
The 11 categories garnered almost 200 submissions from around the world. In the background, you've been hearing a selection from Eve Secular, who received an Outstanding Producer Award for the album Mosaic Persuasion, featuring the groups Metropolitan Klezmer and the Isle of Klezboz.
I want to thank you all so very much. I really want to thank very much all the members of both bands, and by the way, we overlap quite a bit. There are the 6 Isle of Klezboz gals and 4 men, 4 women from Metropolitan Klezmer, and you know, none of this would have been possible without all their wonderful help and support, citizenship, and love.
And that category's result was a tie, as Magdalene Sue Lee, along with Ryan Hadlock and Dale Fleming, also received an Outstanding Producer Award for Magdalene's album, Fire.
Speak
members of the outstanding female and male categories could not attend the event due to touring engagements, but I reached them by phone for their reactions. Scott Friedman won the male recording artist for his CD Anything Worth Mentioning. Here's Scott's reaction.
I was just overwhelmed more than anything. After it sank in, I just felt really, you know, really honored that, you know, my art was recognized for this, and it's just a wonderful feeling. I mean, it just is going to continue to help me keep going and keep pursuing my dreams.
Sometimes I get a little far, like some kind of distant star without a wish. Sometimes you get a little close, and I feel happy most. There'll be no cigarette left. Well, you are like the sea. You go out in waves, like I'm crashing back to me.
And Suede won for Outstanding Female Recording for her album On the Day We Met.
Emily remembers the dances at her high school when she was young and carefree. Some 40 years ago, Emily remembers standing on the bleachers, cheering for the home team, her hair all wet with snow.
She shared with me her reaction to winning the award.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. You know, I still kind of don't believe it actually happened, to tell you the truth. You know, because those of us who are out here and plugging away for years and years and years, and of course we're aware that we have this great support from the community, but you know, we don't have a sense of just kind of how far-reaching that is. And when you get an award like this, you just kind of go, whoa! But it's great. I'm completely blown away. Blown away.
Suede was a double winner at the awards, as her recording of Emily Remembers was voted Out Song of the Year. Its writer, Shirley Eichard, also received an award for that beautiful and moving song.
Boston Gay Men's Chorus, who won the Chorus or Choir Award for their CD called Gloria.
For Outstanding Band, Duo, or Group, Garden Verge and their gorgeous harmonies won it for their debut album, Shadow of a Habit.
Music judges and the Out Music board and the whole community. Thank you to my sweetheart for encouraging me to be as honest and as out as I can, and as many situations as I possibly can bear. So, thank you all.
Garden Verge is made up of Tammy Greenstide and Doris Muramatsu. In the Outstanding Songwriting category, Drew Peralik won it for his jazz instrumental album called Too Little, Too Late. Drew gave me these comments a few days later.
I'm extremely honored. I mean, especially to be recognized by friends and peers within the gay world. To see people like Dan, Martin, and Michael, and Grant, and see them really be happy for me. That was really just as important as the award.
And knives, you are a spoon. You are safe as you cradle me in the curve of your heart. I know you're not gonna hurt me or poke me whenever you turn around, cause you're a spoon.
In the category of Outstanding Debut Recording by a Female, Alex Dobkin presented the award to Amy Fix for her CD, Spoon.
I didn't know Alex Dobkin was gonna hand it to me. I'm like, oh, ah! I just want to thank first Sam Fenster, who is an amazing guitarist, and Dan Martin produced our CD and has been a mentor to us since we first got born into Out Music. What a nurturing thing Out Music was, so thank you, Out Music, for helping us get our legs.
And in the Outstanding Debut Recording by a Male, the winner was Ari Gold for his self-titled CD.
Nominated, and I've always pictured this moment as me hysterically crying, so I got to hold it together. I just want to thank people of Out Music. I just want to thank the amazing people I've worked on this CD with, Daryl Hare, Steve Skinner, my brother Stephen Gold. I couldn't have made this CD without him. He helped me tremendously. Thank you so much.
There is a place where you know there's no place like home. There's where the safety that you bring. Knowing I'll never be alone. This is the space where you'll guide me. Cause when I come to you, I come
There were three special awards given during the show. Two were to Dean McBride and Grant King for their very special contributions to the Out Music community over the years.
And one of the highlights was the Out Music Heritage Award. I asked Dan Martin to tell us about it.
The Heritage Award honors someone who has made early and ongoing contributions to queer music. And it's a special award that we decided to institute this year, partly on the recommendation of yourself, JD, and Chris Wilson, and the Out Music Board together worked to define this award and to come up with some nominees.
The award was given to Alex Dobkin, and it would have been hard to find a more deserving person to receive it. In addition to producing the first internationally distributed album by, for, and about lesbians, she's continued her contributions over the last almost 30 years by entertaining and educating us.
A beautiful award, a beautiful afternoon. I've met so many extraordinary people in the last few days. It's great to see you here. It's an honor to be here for OMA. And yeah, we made that record back then. And it was an idea whose time had come, just like feminism.
Most of the Out Music Awards were decided by a panel of judges from the queer music community, but three of them were chosen by the votes of the Out Music members.
Those categories include the Out Song of the Year, which we mentioned earlier, and this next category, Outstanding Support, which is dear to my heart because I'm very pleased to say that it was won by our very own co-producer, J.D. Doyle. Here's J.D.'s acceptance speech.
I love queer music, old and new. I love preserving it, sharing it, getting the word out. So to be recognized as something you love, you can't beat that. Thank you.
I was very, very honored to be given that award. The last award was for Out Musician of the Year.
That award honors not only the music of an artist, but also their contribution to the Out Music community. The award went to Jamie Anderson.
Because she was performing at the National Women's Music Festival in Indiana, Jamie could not be at the awards, but I asked her on the phone for her reaction.
Oh, well, it's really an honor to be chosen by an organization like Out Music, especially because it's comprised of people who are musicians and folks who are big music fans.
Were you surprised?
You know, I was. I was because I know people always say this in award ceremonies, but, you know, I was up against some pretty stiff competition. I was even surprised I made it to the final round as a nominee.
Jamie was providing some stiff competition of her own because she was also up for Outstanding Female Recording with her album Listen. And the title song was nominated for Out Song of the Year. We're closing the segment with that song.
To find out more about Out Music, please go to www.outmusic.com, where there are links to the websites of all the winners of the awards.
That's it for this edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at Post Office Box 429, Sunland, California, 91041. Or by visiting our brand new website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiophile.org.
Audiophile is produced by J.D. Doyle and Chris Wilson. I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Keep listening.
I pulled you outside and kissed you.
Thanks for tuning in to This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. This week, Cindy Friedman, John Beaupre, Graham Underhill, Brian Nunes, Jason Lynn, Chris Ambidge, Rex Wagner, and J.D. Doyle and Chris Wilson contributed program material, with thanks, as always, to Christopher David Trentum. Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Remember, you can listen to This Way Out anytime, online, exclusively on Planet Out. There's a link at our website, www.thiswayout.org. Some This Way Out operating expenses are funded by a grant from the Kicking Assets Fund of the Tides Foundation and through direct charitable donations from our listeners around the world. To learn how you can help in This Way Out's critical struggle to stay on the air, please visit our website at thiswayout.org, email us at tworadio@aol.com, or write to us at Post Office Box 38327, Los Angeles, California, 90038, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and the entire This Way Out family, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening on WRUW Cleveland, Ohio, KDHX St. Louis, Missouri, Access Radio Wellington, New Zealand, and on more than 125 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Please stay tuned.